Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Pippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Rachel Gasola standing by, caller line at 844-999-OLO. Play profile this in minutes. We do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check into my
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need.
Marketing wizards?
Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
For some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, good news. The first pumpkin spice product of the year is already on the shelves.
Come on, man.
Someone spotted Special K Pumpkin Spice Crunch cereal.
I feel like with the breakfast cereal, I can let it slide a little more.
I feel like pumpkin spice is just going to be our year-round
thing. Problem. If you're listening to us anywhere else in the country, you're already experiencing summer. You're in the pool. The Pacific Northwest, if you're in Portland, you know. We haven't gotten anything yet.
See, pumpkin spice still sounds good to us.
We haven't even started summer yet. You know what I mean? Like, everyone else has, but we haven't. So that sounds horrible.
I'm not kidding. The fact that the sun was out this morning when I woke up in my bedroom.
Oh, my God, you're probably erect.
Well, no, I sprang out of bed because I thought I overslept. I'm not kidding. It was 6:57. It's just sunlight. And I'm not
used to it.
It never happens in the morning. No.
According to new data from Google and Pornhub, people are most likely to search for porn featuring different types of...
booties.
Nipples.
Shoes.
What?
Like sneakers or boots.
Is that even... Look, I mean, I've never even seen that on Pornhub as a thing.
It says right after they've been shopping for those types of shoes.
So I get some Nike Shocks, and then I'm like, ooh, I want some Nike Shock porn?
I guess. Porn's getting lazy now, I guess. I don't
know.
I
wouldn't even think to look
for
that.
No, it's more specific, Mike. Like, for me, I'm only watching a girl in 91 Air Maxes.
Oh, no, Goodyear. Goodyear, man.
Yeah, either that or 95s, but...
But do she got them new Chuck Taylors?
I don't know, that doesn't do much for me, man. I'm an Air Max
Nothing?
Guy.
I like a flat-footed woman. I got no arch support, man.
You're looking for a woman with no arch support.
So if they have no arches, then they don't want to wear a shoe with no... support.
His entire dating profile, looking for a woman with flat feet.
Here you go.
And that's
you have flat feet? Give me a call.
Hey, girl.
I notice your feet look awfully flat.
You can probably swim really well, can't you? There's a woman in Florida.
You ever make wine?
There's a woman in Florida who owns a weight loss clinic called Dr. Drop It Like It's Hot. But it turns out she was performing minor cosmetic procedures and prescribing weight loss drugs without a medical license or any degrees, so she was just arrested.
She was dropped like it's hot.
Yeah.
Drop it like it's hot.
Because that's what a doctor would do.
Yeah.
Right. I'm a doctor, you know. You don't need to play on words when you're a doctor.
No.
You
know
what I mean? That's a good point.
Doctor's
you got a
office.
Problem, I'm here to help.
Trust me, if you think the doctor's office was weird with the play on words, wait till TV time where you hear what the local sheriff had to say.
Oh, boy.
Apparently everybody had jokes in this town.
A high school kid in Texas gave a 6-minute speech at his graduation last Saturday, which was a big deal because he's autistic and rarely ever talks. The theme of the speech was unexpected things, and he got a standing ovation.
Good.
Nice.
I wanted to hear this. I read about that this morning, and somehow I'm like, man, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
One feel good for the day. 44% of people who have had a workplace, or rather, 44% of people have had a workplace romance, according to a new survey.
Have you ever had a workplace romance, Mike Hawk?
Yes.
Where was that? Was that the pool?
That was at the pool.
It was at the pool.
It was.
No wonder you were so bitter about having to leave that job.
It was not a good romance.
Why?
Oh. Anybody else?
Why? It was the summer at the pool. You had chlorine.
It wasn't summer. It was winter. And it was a cold winter for your boy.
Sure it was, Mike. Sure it was.
Yeah, Mike, I've I've been in the company, Inc.
Yeah, I've done that. In the restaurant.
I would assume the number would be higher.
What percent was it?
40?
44.
Okay.
Yeah. Says 10% have had one with their boss.
No. No. I can't say I've done that one.
I mean, I've tried.
Yeah. I had a guy named Tim that was pretty good looking when I was younger.
Survey also found that 14% of people have had sex at work. Now, I'm wondering if that means with somebody that they work with.
No, I think they mean physically at work.
Right.
Just I've at done the that before. And again, it was a restaurant. And the funny thing was we fell asleep. Remember the Brewer's Art?
Hmm?
All right. So I fell asleep on the sofa at this place. There's a fireplace there. We woke up the next morning about 2 minutes before the help came in. Like, we woke up naked on the sofa. And this is kind of a major restaurant in Baltimore. We're like, oh, man. So we kind of clean up. The help for the morning shows up. And like, what are you guys doing here? Because we work the night.
Oh, man, we don't work. We cleaned all night.
Inventory. I think they knew we were lying.
Mm-hmm. Inventory. Mm-hmm.
There's a gym in New York offering a new workout where you get electric shocks while you exercise. They say the shocks help activate the activate and stimulate your muscles, so you'll get results in half the time it would normally take.
I bet you will if you're being shocked, right?
Basically what they said was, if you're being shocked when you run for 30 minutes, it's the equivalent of running for an hour. I don't understand the technology. I don't know what.
I think you run harder. The idea, I'm just guessing.
It's like you run faster when you're being chased by cops.
Right.
You know what I mean? Same idea.
So, right, I think your adrenaline goes because of
God!
The Oxford English Dictionary just added a bunch of new modern words.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I got them coming up with a word.
I was just about to say, I'm probably not going to work on that one. I gave that one to you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm low on content these days.
All good, man. It says, never mind. I'm not even going to give you that one.
Yeah, you know, the words aren't that great either. But I'm still going
to
do it.
I'm off the words.
Just to bore you.
I'm giving you the words. Fine. Eating fat and carbs at the same time overloads our brain and makes us overeat, according to a new study.
It kind of explains itself.
Yeah.
But it's delicious. I never see anyone overeat their vegetables. You know, if you're doing a healthy thing,
you could have more.
I rarely hear that. But when people are eating stuff like that, like, yeah, I want more.
This is a tough question. What's your all-time favorite carbohydrate?
Spaghetti.
Yeah, it's pretty strong.
Lasagna.
Donuts.
Potato.
You know what? You're right. If donuts are that,
as much as I love pizza, like, it's got to be donuts.
You know, donuts are the one thing I
can't. Not potato chips.
Well, maybe chips, but if I could only have one, I'm taking that donut.
Is it because we have donuts less frequently? Like, once a week, donuts show up here at the office, and I do not care what else I'm doing. I always grab one. I don't make any bones. I'm like, I can't pass up a free donut.
I think mine's mashed potatoes.
Really?
Yeah.
You are a mashed potato fan.
Wow, yeah, there's french fries, chips, there's
macaroni and cheese.
Potatoes. Yeah, so fat and carbs really overloads our brains.
That's a hard question.
Some kids in Utah found what looks like Pokemon balls on Wednesday, but they were really improvised explosive devices.
Oh, that's more exciting then.
Tennis balls filled with matches.
Sweet.
One of them did explode, but luckily nobody was hurt.
Yeah, and they had been playing with the thing. Then they left it on the porch to go inside and explode it.
Game, set, match.
That was well played. Thanks. Well played.
A new study found people who are religious live about 4 years longer.
All right.
Yeah.
Bless me, Father, for I have sinned.
Yeah.
The largest bullfrog tadpole ever discovered was recently found in a pond in Arizona.
How big was it?
I have no idea. I'm not working on it.
Oh, I'd like to know that.
But it's pretty crazy from what I hear from this from this headline there.
What's his name, Jeremiah?
It was a bullfrog.
He's a good friend of mine. That's a song about a lonely man. Jeremiah was the bullfrog, was a good friend. You were friends with a bullfrog, brother?
Like, what happened? I think he was on acid.
Still.
I think this is a song about an acid trip.
Four people in Kentucky broke into someone's house, smoked a bunch of pot, and then baked a cake. Is this the second story that I've had where somebody has broken into somebody else's house
and eaten their food?
And done nothing, yeah.
I like the fact that they cooked their own food. Like, you know what? There's a cake kit in here. Let's make a cake.
Yeah, you think they did that, or did they bring their own cake?
What?
You think that they did that, or did they bring their own cake stuff?
I don't think they broke into a whole... They're like, we gotta find an oven.
Dude,
I think they did that. I
mean, they smoked weed, then they got the munchies, they dug through the cabinets
when
and decided,
Duncan Hines,
dude.
Holy cow.
When's the last time you had yellow cake?
Look at this funfetti.
The problem is, though, like,
did they
it'd
have
be
icing?
Hard to say to the cops, like, dude, they smoked $80 worth of our weed.
Right.
Put them in jail.
And baked a cake. You're like, oh, well.
Yeah, and that costs $5.
It would happen when the homeowner got home. Were they like, all right, have some cake?
Hopefully it's a good cake that they got waiting there.
Yeah.
A man in Arkansas pranked his wife when he met her at the airport to pick her up.
How do you do that?
I'll tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. First, the game is...
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
Hey, Stephen Thrill-Hill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true about people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes a story a story. Hello, Ken. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola. Right, Ken, you understand how this here game is played?
Yes, sir.
Fantastic. This is one of the few times I will give you the name of the person because it's ridiculous. A man found guilty of murder in the shooting of another 30-year-old man at a barbershop. He was sentenced to nearly 30 years in prison. That's right, 22-year-old Ozzy Osbourne was sentenced to 29 years and 11 months in the fatal shooting. Evidence showed that Ozzy shot the guy once in the neck at the barbershop as the guy was walking into the barbershop. So we just assume he was waiting for him, some former beef, whatever. But the district attorney said, quote, due to the hard work of our violent crime team, the Montgomery Police Department, the witnesses, and the jury, we were able to remove another violent offender from our community. Our community is tired of these senseless murders, and it is my hope this conviction and the sentencing will reinforce the message that there are extreme consequences to violent actions. And as a result of this, yes, a man by the name of Ozzy Osbourne will be spending the next 30 years in prison. Do you believe that Ozzy Osbourne is black, white, Mexi, or Asian?
Oh, boy. I'm going to have to rely on my racial consultants here for some guidance, because I'm torn between, you got the Ozzy, so is that Osvaldo, is that Mexi, or is that white? Or?
Good call on the Osvaldo.
Mm-hmm. Where is that?
But is that a barbershop, and is it Montgomery, so Alabama?
Yes, it's Montgomery, Alabama, and it is a barbershop.
Mm-hmm. But I don't think too many brothers are named Ozzy. Well,
Ozzy Newsome. There's Ozzy
Newsome. Well, yeah, Ozzy Smith, like he just said.
I think there are more black Ozzys than white Ozzys.
Yeah, okay. Because
there's Ozzy Osbourne that we all know, but then, right, the other Ozzys I can think of, top of my head, are black guys.
Or dogs.
Or dogs, yes.
Okay. Man, that's a tough one.
It is.
Yeah, because I'm with you, like, barbershop, just specifically barbershop, I always go black first.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Montgomery, Alabama, and he said he shot him on the way in.
The guy he shot was walking into the barbershop. He hadn't gotten in yet, and he shot him in the neck.
So I'm torn between Mexi or black.
I'm torn on this one.
I'm going black, and once you go black, I never go back.
That's right. We're going to find out if he was black, white, Mexican, or Asian next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's a thrill.
Profile this station to Montgomery, Alabama. And a man who was killed in a barbershop, Ozzy Osbourne, shot a man in the neck, and he was sentenced to 30 years in jail. And the question was he black, white, Mexican, or Asian in this case?
And yes, his name was Ozzy Osbourne.
Ozzy Osbourne.
And Ken,
Prince of Darkness.
In the end, you said you were going between black and Mexi, and you picked black.
Yes.
You are correct, sir.
Yes. That's the true Prince of Darkness right there. Yeah. Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
You know what? Before I get to the video part, I usually start out with, I'm going to start with, in the news, we were talking about the crazy story, right, of the fake nurse who was working, basically doing plastic surgery.
Yeah. Dropping,
like, what, New York?
What's that?
Is that New York, I guess?
Florida.
Oh, Florida. Okay. Same difference.
Right? Pretty much. So if you remember, I said, like, man, it's not just that lady. Like, the cops had a lot of jokes, right? And I was kind of like, basically, listen to this cop describe the crime and what happened, and I feel like he's had like these lines have been waiting. Now he's giving the press conference. You're going to hear his jokes.
She knew she wasn't a registered nurse. The doctor knew she wasn't a registered nurse. But she's a CRN. She's a criminal right now. If I want to lift, I'll just lift my cheeks with my fingers. I don't want any vampires messing with me. I don't want any fake registered nurses dealing with me.
I think it's Florida.
I think it's Florida. Yeah.
Gotta be.
Gotta be. Yeah, it is.
I don't want nobody messing with my food.
Sheriff Grady.
Sheriff Grady?
I kid you not. Good. Sheriff Grady Judd from Polk County, Florida.
Oh, Grady Judd. I bet he has sex real, real slowly.
Mm-hmm. I don't know where it is, but it sounds like that's northern Florida.
It's going to take me a while. I don't do anything fast. Not here.
He does sound like that guy.
I had breakfast at 3 p.m.
Gonna take it slow.
I mean, to me, that's the scariest cop to ever run into. Like, it's a little town, and he's got Grady. That draw.
Sheriff
like,
Grady.
Oh, man, this isn't gonna end well. Man.
Never seen nothing like that around here before.
You drop it like it's hot.
I know, I feel like I have to go home and listen to that Snoop song now. Damn.
Drop it like it's hot, drop it like it's hot.
So, Zach Galifianakis, it's a pretty funny show on Funny or Die, called Between Two Ferns. I know. I could say all of us are a fan here.
Mm-hmm.
So Jerry Seinfeld is a massive star, right? But if you've ever seen this show, when he does it, Zach Galifianakis, he kind of has some fun with some of the guests. So he just doesn't appear to be very impressed with Jerry Seinfeld, and Jerry Seinfeld not too impressed with Zach.
You have comedians in cars getting coffee. James Corden has a carpool karaoke. What's next in lazy car-based non-comedy? You know that movie Made a B Movie? Don't you think it should have been called D-minus movie?
It's called B-movie because it's about bees. But it was the number one movie when it came out, so I had that feeling, which you had in the first Hangover. And then, do you think if they only made one Hangover and didn't make the other two, it would be considered a comedy classic? Do you think that you destroyed what would have been a comedy classic by the cash grab of 2 and 3.
Let me ask you a question. Do you have relatives that need emergency surgery all the time? Well, I do. My Aunt Deborah needed a baboon heart transplant. That's why I did Hangover 2. My Uncle Dickie, his yacht club burned down. That's why I did Hangover 3, is to save my uncle's yacht club and to buy myself a stretch Hummer.
That's a great, great story. It really has a funny ending.
Right. I mean, that is very dry humor out of both of them.
Uh-huh.
But it works pretty well. Now, the funny part is, you know, I've been talking about her for a while, but probably last year in music, we talk about her once in a while, but Cardi B, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Cardi B used to be a stripper, this and that, but she's gotten pretty famous over the last year. So remember, he was interviewing Jerry Seinfeld. Uh-huh. They only have one chair, and he brings out a second guest, which is Cardi B.
She's here.
Okay, we have a better guest. We have another guest.
I thought I was.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Cardi B.
Hi, Cardi.
Hi. How are you?
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Wow,
Jerry,
this is.
Take the crate. There's a milk crate that they put in. Cardi, you sit there.
Yeah, but.
Move down. Hi. Cardi B, Zachy G, Jerry J.
What's the J?
Jew. Cardi, your album is gangbusters. You're a giant star. I mean, are you able to look at all this and just take it in? Is your life nuts?
Exhausting and...
You're about to have a baby, right?
Yeah.
Great. So we got you a gift because that's what you do in show business.
Oh, well, thank you.
You're welcome.
See, I got a gift.
You know, I didn't get anything.
Ooh. preppin'.
Yes. I don't know if you're going to have a boy or girl, but the color is gender neutral, so.
I'm special.
You are special, but the most important thing is that you're relevant.
Boy, this is really different interview than the one I did. I'm not even between the ferns anymore. I don't even fit the description
of
the show.
Right. When I do another show called To the Right of a Fern,
yeah.
You'll be the first guest. But right now it's Cardi B and I trying to get to know each other. Cardi, thank you so much for coming by and saving the show. Cardi B, everybody. Thanks for coming.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It was so nice meeting you. So nice meeting you.
Okay, bye-bye.
That was the opposite of what happened with Kesha.
You remember Kesha came out, right? Exactly. So he, like, Jerry actually went in and gave her, like, a hug and a kiss on the cheek. So it's pretty good. If you want to watch the whole interview, it's up at the Men's Room Facebook page. And there's a little more interaction between Cardi B and Jerry Seinfeld, which is her just kind of being like, yeah, I'm the real star now.
Right.
Like, he's just constantly like, you're
Thank
not relevant.
Thank you for saving the interview.
Right? He said, we got a better guest. I mean, another guest. Well, this is going to be bad news for everybody. Jerry Springer show, it's ending.
What?
Yeah. How long do you think that's been on the air?
25 years?
Maybe? I didn't know it was still on the air.
Good call. Nearly 27 years.
Dang. He's been doing this thing 5 days a week for all that time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Because just don't see him that much. I'm sure it's syndicated, and I just don't know what time it's on and all that. But if you asked me what he was doing, I would say I have no idea. But he should do the Jerry Springer show. Because that's what he's good at.
Right. So it recently lost its distribution deal with NBC Universal. CW quickly picked up the rights to the repeats, but there's no word on, like, if they're going to resume production or whatever. Springer, it's coming to an end after 26 seasons and nearly 4,000 episodes.
Damn.
Yeah. And Jerry hasn't commented on this, but I do agree, man. Like, there's a ton of other talk shows and there's a ton of trashy ones, but, you know, like they say here, like, no matter what was going on in your life, no matter how bad it was, like, you could turn on Jerry. And you could find something worse.
Oh, absolutely, man. And it was just so silly, but it made it fun.
And, you know, for people that are a little bit younger, like Jerry Springer, that was such a massive thing. Like, I remember, like, MTV Spring Break brought him down one year. And, I mean, apparently he's just a legendary partier.
Oh, yeah.
And this and that, and everybody wanted to be with him. But, I mean, that was a massive thing that went on. There was a movie spun out of that.
Yep. What was the movie?
Man, something craziness. Basically, it was like a movie version of the Springer show.
Okay.
But it, like, followed the people around. And we knew a guy that had been on there, our buddy Jake.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure some of the stories were complete setups and fake. I mean, some of the stuff is just so far-fetched.
I knew a guy who went on there twice. Not once, but twice. As two different characters.
Right.
Yes.
And they kind of, And
that was Jimmy Haha from
Jimmy's
Chicken Chat. Yeah, he went on there twice before they really broke it. Not that they ever did, but you know what I'm saying. Before people would recognize him, maybe somewhere in a small club.
Yeah, and some of the stuff was just twisted. But I mean, it had fights, it had people cheating on each other. I mean, it was lowbrow TV for back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Seems about par even for the world, but it used to be lowbrow.
You could count on the fights, right? Inevitably.
Right, you could count on the fights. You could all yell, Jerry, Jerry. And then at the end of the show, everybody in the audience got to stand up and be like, actually, he's nasty. And they'd be like, oh.
You know, I forgot about that.
Yeah, it was like a give and take, and then people wanted to fight with him in the audience. I mean, and I just remember being home sick from school or something. Like, that was a big deal.
Not only that, but he, you know, there was a lot of other good moments because of him. Like, Maury's great.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, just that whole brand of television kind of came back around. You know,
oh, yeah.
So I think he did a lot for the genre of the ridiculous.
Yeah, and I think Maury, honestly, I think a lot of those shows wanted to be, like, more serious and this and that. What was her name? Sally Jesse Raphael?
She tried.
But then once Jerry came in, and his show wasn't always that trashy, but once the trash started getting good ratings, it seemed like Maury and everybody else had to kind of go down that path of, like, all right, we got to get people cheating, or Maury's famous
for
the paternity test, the one guy dancing and everything.
Every once in a while, John Oliver on his show, he'll roll a scroll of potential questions at the ends of some of these shows, like, are you a lesbian involved with your mom in a female family love triangle? You know, like, are you a... Like,
give us a call.
Did you murder your significant other only to have sex with our corpse in the funeral home? Like, they string them all together. And you're like, oh, my God, who calls up to be a guest on this show?
I know. Right. He does that one with Maury, and it is hilarious.
It's brutal.
Right?
You just realize what they're looking for. Like, who sits and writes this stuff, and how high are they?
You ever been caught making out with a dog?
Yeah, exactly.
Give us a
what?
Call.
Like what?
With a carrot.
But
in
they
your
always
butt.
Do the positive stuff. You could be on TV.
Yeah.
You ever have an animal eat something out of an orifice? Call Jerry.
Oh, man. I do not watch This Is Us. That's the show where everybody's crying all the time, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is us crying. This is us crying that night again.
Oh, people love that show, though.
They do. And that's got a... I want to say This Is Us has... I'm going to forget his name right now. Black actor.
I don't remember SNL. His name. Yeah, I know you're talking about.
Yeah, so I like him.
Yeah, the black
Sterling
guy.
Sterling K. Brown.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
That is like the Gilmore Girls. That is the modern-day Gilmore Girls.
All right.
Is that the show, Gilmore Girls?
Yeah.
Seems like every female that I know in my life watches this show, which is the same for the Gilmore.
So Chrissy Metz from This Is Us, apparently she can't eat without people asking for pictures. So she just issued some new guidelines for her fans. They include no photos when she's eating or traveling. But she's not being a diva about it. She wants you to know that. She says, quote, I want to take pictures with everybody. I want to talk to everybody. I want to sign autographs and pictures, but sometimes I just can't.
I wonder how you lay down, like when you become that person where you can, you lay down the rules of social engagement for anyone and everyone. Like, do you come out with a press conference? Do you say, listen, everybody?
I would just think Twitter.
You know?
Right?
Like, yeah, right.
Just everybody's
everyone
there.
Know that if I'm eating, I'm hungry.
I get it, because she's the heavy chick, and I'm sure those pictures are used for whatever reasons, but yeah.
Yeah, well, she said she just doesn't want to disturb the vibe of the restaurant or have a receiving line at the airport. That seems ridiculous. Not so ostentatious?
Ostentatious?
Yeah. But here's the deal.
In Texas.
I mean, like, I don't know. I think there's a difference. Like, I get if you're sitting at the gate and you don't want to start a huge line or whatever, but, like, I think there's a way, too, that you can walk into somewhere and, like, kind of have your head down and, like, people won't bug you as much. I don't know. It just seems weird that you have to put out a public statement. Like, I'm not taking photos at restaurants or anything anymore. Like, if you're that big of a star, I'd imagine you're in some restaurants and some back rooms where, like, the general public, you know, GP isn't.
Right. And you know the restaurants that are going to garnish you attention if you're looking for it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Where does Lindsay Lohan go? Kim Kardashian?
Yeah.
Et cetera, et cetera.
Right. Because one day they just won't ask anymore, and that'll be worse.
Mm-hmm.
It's just my theory on it.
And then what do we do? Well, they used to love us when we went to that one place.
Yeah. Plus, I mean, like, I don't know. I get it. Like, if you're in the middle of dinner, obviously you probably don't want to bug somebody in the middle of dinner. But, like, if you're sitting at a bar, like, having a drink, like, that's my own personal thing. I don't really give a crap.
I had a woman come up to me in the bar a couple of days ago. All right. And she's there with a couple of buddies. And she walks over and she goes, I know who you are, and I know what you do. Which, frankly, sounds like the cops, right? But
I'm coming to get you.
Or a killer.
She's like, I saw you outside smoking. She had to get a couple of drinks to come over. She was a real cool chick. And I'm like, man, you don't need to get that many drinks.
You don't need to get drunk to talk to me.
Right. So we talked 5-10 minutes, whatever. Yeah. But very nice. Very cool.
Dude, the best one I had was on like a first or second... second date. I think it was the second date with this girl, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're sitting, you know, random kind of bar, restaurant, whatever. But we're sitting in the booth. And then the waitress is just like, oh, I'm a huge fan, this and that. And I was like, thank you. You just validated me.
Did you tell your date, hey, man, that you don't listen to the show?
I told her this happens all the time, everywhere I go.
I dance on the weekends.
Roseanne Barr can't seem to stay out of the news. Obviously, she lost her show when she tweeted the racist thing about Valerie Jarrett. So then, remember, she said, well, I didn't know she was black. And then she said, I was on Ambien. Now she claims that she's, I have never practiced racism in my entire life.
Is it a practice?
I've got to say.
You know what I was going to say?
Is it like a discipline?
Just give it a spin every once in a while. You know, I figured I'd learn.
A lot of people are really good at it.
You know, I tried yoga. I tried to.
Yeah.
Turns out racism's a thing for me.
I like pottery.
Racism is one of those things you don't have to practice. It happens quick.
Well, the thing is, I'm not a full-on racist. It's just more of a hobby, just on weekends.
And then you get tired of it after a while, and, like, you never ride your bike again. Like, you get one, you have it, you think it's cool for a couple of, you know, and then you're like, eh.
Says, I've never practiced racism in my entire life and never will. Rod Sterling wrote Planet of the Apes. It was about anti-Semitism. That's why the tweet referenced the anti-Semitism of the Iran deal. Low IQ people can think whatever they want.
Look, to be fair, most people don't connect Planet of the Apes to anti-Semitism. So when you send out a tweet, we're probably going to take it as base, right?
Well, and the guy she's saying that made it.
Cornelius?
No, but he's Jewish.
Oh.
And he co-wrote the original Planet of the Apes. So it's kind of hard to see how that would be a you know, anti-Semitic movie when the guy is Jewish himself. Also, just like, I don't know. Never practice racism, and then low IQ people can think whatever they want. Like, you know, like, you don't have to insult people, too. Like, if you truly believe this, you don't have to be like, well, dumbasses will never figure it out.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's kind of defensive.
But most smart people are smart enough to know that very dumb people aren't going to understand what they're saying.
And if you're smart, you get off social media and stop saying stupid things.
Did you guys know Jimmy Kimmel is going to play Ted Cruz in basketball?
You know, I heard he challenged him. I heard it. Is it really going to go down, though?
It is. He was talking with John Hamm about it just a couple nights ago, actually. Yeah, I didn't realize they were actually going to play either, but Kimmel's got some solid points here. Maybe. Kimmel, basketball.
You have any advice for me in this game? I'm dying to see it. That's all. I can't believe this is happening. I want to put money on it. Is Sal taking bets? I don't know. What are we doing?
Yes, Cousin Sal and I, you know, I found out today that they have a line.
They've established
on it,
a line.
And I am somehow, I'm the underdog, which infuriates
me. That's impossible.
Infuriates me. The city of Las Vegas, where I grew up, has made me the underdog.
That's impossible. That's that feels like the fix is in.
Well, you know what we did? We bet. We just bet on me. That's what we did.
Fair enough.
We're going to make them pay.
I'm in. I brought money out.
Monetarily is what we're going to do.
Here's the thing. I don't know. I've never seen either of these guys shoot a basketball.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it looks like Kimmel's in better shape, but
you just don't know.
You just don't know, right? Like, I've been to some places and seen some dudes hitting buckets where you're just like, holy cow.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that guy could ball.
You don't know. You're absolutely right. You don't know the athleticism of people until you see him do it.
Yeah, and some people are just going to be good at a certain sport, right? Like, that's what I'm saying. Maybe Ted Cruz, we don't know this, but he's just...
He can rain threes.
He can just ball, right?
Right? Like, that's what he does.
Yeah.
When he's not, you know, in Congress or the... I forget, he's a congressman or senator.
It's how to work off stress.
When he's not in Congress,
I just drain threes.
Right, he's just down there hooping it up.
When I'm not working on looking 40 years older than I really am, I'm playing hoops.
Yeah, you got to call him by a street name, though.
TC?
Election Sauce.
Oh.
Because he's a politician.
I see.
Yes, yeah, of course.
So that's what he's doing, man. He's doing election. Who would you take in that bet?
Not knowing anything
Mike,
about
don't give me that look. That makes sense.
I mean, I'd take Kimmel off the top just because, again, just looking at them. But you just don't know. There's got to be a reason why Ted Cruz was cool to do it.
Knowing where Kimmel grew up, I'll take Kimmel based on the fact that his age and just what kids were doing at that age. And look, Cruz is the same age as Jimmy Kimmel. Basically.
Yeah.
You have to remember that. Mm-hmm. But I don't know what the hell was going on in Texas. I don't know if it was too hot to play basketball.
Like, yeah, I don't know.
But I definitely know if you're on the East Coast, you're in Jersey, you're in Philly, you're hooping it up with your friends pretty regularly.
Yeah, I think it's tough to tell with both those guys, too, is they're in suits all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's funny when you see...
He might be shredded.
Yeah, when you see somebody generally in, like, workout or athletic gear, I think you kind of get a more realistic view of, like, what their body looks like. But somebody in a suit, it's hard to tell. So I'm just like, I don't know. But I got to say also, that's just weird to me. Like, I know they're doing it for charity, but it's like a late-night talk show host is going to play basketball with Ted Cruz?
I think it's good because they're completely on the different end, obviously, of the political spectrum as far as their feelings on their ideals and everything else. And like anything else, man, this country was founded on people who didn't agree with crap getting together drinking a beer. If for some reason, you know what I mean, you can just,
even though
if they're not politicians, whatever the hell they are, man, if you can get two people together outside of all that realm of the world and just kind of do something different and just, you know, agree to disagree... Do something fun, maybe for charity, whatever the deal is. Like, you're doing a lot more positive stuff than the people who just sit there and talk crap.
So. Yeah, it's too bad Nike already owns the term Hoop Summit.
Because they're going to get paid.
That would be cool.
They're going to get paid. Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. We got headlines on the way with Mike Hawk here. In just a few minutes, you are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Georgia Meemaw goes out to put a new bumper sticker on her truck, and she kills a bobcat with her bare hands instead.
Mm-hmm.
We head to Florida, where a fraternity shares personal sex videos of your daughter with a pledge member named Fred. To D.C., where Deer takes the Crystal City subway train. Those baseballs at Bark in the Park game is hard for a German Shepherd to contain. And North Dakota mayor is reelected with 3 votes total. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, our top story. We go to Arkansas, where a woman was traveling home from a business trip and her husband decided to have some fun. The husband arrived at the airport with their son to meet his wife at the airport for a lovely greeting. But to spice it up, the man gave his son a cardboard sign that read, quote, "Welcome home from prison, Mom."
Yeah.
That's kind of funny.
Right? And it should be noted that the woman has never been to prison. They all had a good laugh, including others at the airport. They stood there for probably half an hour just waiting with that sign sitting up.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I'd laugh my ass off. I'd take a picture of it. In other news, it's another episode of Man vs. Beast.
Uh-oh.
Today we go to Georgia, where a grandmother was making her way out to her car to take a picture of her new bumper sticker. While out in the driveway, the woman spotted a bobcat. She says she took two steps and it was on top of her, coming for her face.
Thing was rabid.
It was. Initially, she was going to call for help, but then remembered that really all she had in there was her five-year-old granddaughter. She thought, quote, not today. She grabbed the animal by the throat and began to pummel its head until it went limp, killing the bobcat.
God damn, man.
She was treated for some scratches and given shots for rabies, but survived the encounter. Score one for man.
Or woman.
I just love the commitment. She was like, not today. I'm not dying like this.
Her name was Dee Dee, and like I said to Miles, I feel like if a woman named Dee Dee is taking a picture of a bumper sticker on her truck, she will kill you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what the bumper sticker said?
Yes. Yes. Tell them.
Women who behave rarely make history.
That's right. Damn straight. That's why she choked out a bobcat. Rabid bobcat. Didn't even get rabies.
Because the bobcat can't read.
Yeah.
Right.
I think that quote has to hang next to a picture of Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, I think that's right.
I'm just thinking of the houses I've been in and seen that.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
In North Dakota, in the small town of Russo, there's been a landslide election to keep their mayor in office. The man is believed to be North Dakota's oldest mayor, and he did receive 100% of the votes in the city. It should also be noted that there's a grand total of three people that reside in the town.
Ooh.
But a blowout victory nonetheless.
Hmm.
You gotta, if he's running against someone else, that other guy has to feel bad.
Yeah, who ran against him?
Yeah. It might have been an unopposed election. I don't know. I didn't dive that too far into it.
Well, if it's unopposed, then hopefully, yes, you get 100% of the vote.
Yep.
Thanks. Yeah, no worries.
Three people.
Yeah, that would just seem weird. Like, the town's three people that could vote.
Would you campaign or do you say, hey, Fred, you want to be mayor?
Exactly. Come on. He's been mayor of the town.
No, you're running against Fred.
He's been mayor of the town for 30 years. I'm just wondering if, like, city council meetings aren't just over at Barbara's place.
I'm sure.
It's real nice.
City Hall is a man cave in his basement.
I'm running into the next town. You need any toilet paper?
I'm going to fix up this town. In Washington, D.C., we go to the subway system where video footage shows an unlikely patron of the railways. Somehow, a deer managed to make its way into the tunnel and was spotted on camera running around the station. The animal did manage to make its way back out of the station, though, through a tunnel and back out into the wild.
You just don't expect to see a deer in a subway station.
A deer in the subway.
Mm-hmm. I just don't get him.
Yeah.
You haven't seen that one, Ted?
I saw him. He just runs in.
All right.
Kind of lets himself out.
Now, if that's me, I'm leaving the deer alone. I know there's a lot of people that would rush him, but deer are freaking mean when they're cornered, man.
It's in D.C. City folks, they probably left it alone.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right? You're like, hey, man.
What is that?
If you're not a dog or a cat, you're exotic.
And a lot of the metro, you got to keep in mind, it's underground. So it's just funny to see him kind of running in through, like, the dark.
Yeah, like, is that a goddamn deer?
Yeah.
We go to L.A. where the Dodgers hosted a popular event known as Bark at the Park.
And dogs love balls.
That's right. An event that allows guests to bring their dogs to the game to enjoy some fine baseball with your best friend at your side. During warm-ups at the game, the stadium did an event down on the field with some dog owners, which turned into a hilariously bad idea. While out on the field, an excited German Shepherd spotted balls being thrown over and over between people, then found a throw that went wild, and he was quick to retrieve it. He darted after the ball, laying the ball at the feet of the shortstop to return it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
Man, they got to give that shortstop some credit. The dog ran over to him, and the shortstop, like, rolled it over to third base so the dog could chase it.
Is that what it was?
Yeah. Because, like, basically, you know when you warm up in the beginning of an inning? Right, yeah. So the pitcher and the catcher are throwing together, mm-hmm. and the first baseman's going to throw a ball. Second, throw it short. So the dog is just like, oh, man, two balls in the field. And he goes to the shortstop. The shortstop's just like, I'll play along.
I dig it.
But then, like a good dog, he brought it right back.
He did.
Perfect. Is it a good dog or a dog that's like, I want to play?
To me, it's a good dog because I get frustrated. I won't name the dog, but there's some dogs that, like, they take it. They don't bring it back.
Yeah, that's not theft.
That's a bad dog.
We've even seen a dog that they'll grab it, and then as you try to take it from them, they'll growl at you and then bare their teeth at you.
Yeah, that's still fun.
And it's like, no. You brought it to me, bitch.
Right. But then they'll walk it over to you, but then don't try to grab it. I just want you to see that I have it.
You ever have that dog that'll play like 4 or 5 rounds and then just leave it?
Yeah.
Yeah, then it's done.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man, it's the closest I've ever come to blowing out both knees in a dog park with a ball.
Really?
Oh, totally, yeah. You kidding me?
My goodness.
They're running around.
Oh, they're sprinting around. They're having a great time. Playing their friends, man. You're just throwing the ball on the stick. You don't know. Next thing you know, like, clip, you're down. Like, oh, God.
Damn.
I got dropped like two or three times, but at least, you know, whatever.
Our own Steve the Thrill Hill actually brought me this headline. As Mexico's election day approaches, over 100 politicians have been brutally murdered.
Think about that. Mm-hmm. 100 politicians have been murdered. Well, I want to say in the last, what was it, 2 months or something like that?
Yeah, just as the past few months, 113 politicians. Including 43 candidates running for office.
Yeah, damn. Basically, you come out against the cartels.
Exactly.
Fake news.
Yeah. Isn't that how it always goes?
Yeah. No, but that's all it really is. Scary. Like that last politician was just like, yeah, I'm we're going to do something about the cartels and just hang
on. If you saw
Narcos that went on, all the stuff that went on in Colombia, like it's currently going on in Mexico.
Yeah, and it does not. Like what they said, who's the guy?
El Chapo.
El Chapo, yeah, right? Chapo. So they found him in Mazatlan, Mexico. The dude was like two blocks away from the place I stay. You know goddamn well they do.
That's it for your headlines with that. Mike Hawk is out.
Thanks, sir. We'll see you next time for the random question. Your guess is as good as mine. Men's Room rules, and we'll drink it to us with a shot of the day.
Yes, indeed. It is all true, but in the meantime, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.